Kitchen Party Kaylee, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll have new music and vintage tracks from Ireland, Scotland, Canada, and the U.S. Thanks for being here. Cade Mila Falcha, you're very welcome here for this 286th edition of the Kitchen Party Kaylee. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know and a lot you probably don't. We've a lovely mix of music for you this evening, including some fine new releases from McNeil, Dan Passamato, and the new trio featuring Ben Miller and Anita McDonald. But I also just ordered myself a treasure trove of music from the Compass Records vault, including some brilliant old albums originally released between the 70s and the 90s. I'm glad to have you with us. I mentioned Ben and Anita a moment ago, he being the American-born piper now living in Halifax, and she the fiddler, dancer, and Gaelic singer from Little Narrows, Nova Scotia. They've now been joined by Zach Cormier, the guitarist from the Acadian region of Prince Edward Island. They've got a fine new disc called South Haven. We'll check out the lead track, a medley of Joe Bain's March, the 79th's Farewell to Gibraltar, Major J.D. Outram's The Best of Burvey, Sir Reginald MacDonald, and Aunt Gilly Don's of Banrach. We'll then have a song from Nuala Kennedy, right after the high bass set from Miller MacDonald Cormier on the Kitchen Party Kaylee. Thank you.
wondering what thoughts you've been thinking. Are you thinking of me, or are you taking life easy out in the sunshine and drinking? 'Cause I'm thinking of you and the times that we two rode along on the high waves together. Were the feelings we knew true, or were you sailing this ship in good weather? With its battered old mast and a deck that is worn, all the night spent creaking and cracking. Beneath the honeycomb moon, she is standing alone, unaware of the love that she's lacking. Wondering what company you're keeping. Not a cloud in the sky, not a tear in my eye, just a memory of when you were sleeping. In a tumble-down house at the edge of the world, with the stars as a blanket below you. All of these days wrapped away in the painting of yellow and crimson and sky blue.
Nuala Kennedy there, the Irish singer, composer, and flute and whistle player, originally from Dundalk in County Louth. From 2010's Tune In, we heard All of These Days. We preceded Nuala with new music from Ben Miller on Scottish Border Pipes, Anita McDonald on fiddle, and Zach Cormier on guitar. Their new CD, South Haven, was recorded live at a church in South Haven, Cape Breton, and from that, we had a medley of Joe Bain's March, the 79th's Farewell to Gibraltar, Major J.D. Outram's The Best of Burvey, Sir Reginald MacDonald, and Angeli Dons of Banrach. Dan Passamato from Maine has released a number of fine records in the last few years, featuring himself on melodeon along with illustrious guests. He released another good one in 2018, The Last Pint, and we'll check out a pair of trad jigs, Cordal and Sweet Biddy Dailies. From there, we'll go back to the 70s for a song from Irish tradition, right after Dan Passamato and friends on the Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you.
Come, my little son, and I will tell you what we'll do. Undress yourself and get into bed, and a tale I'll tell to you. It's all about your daddy. He's a man you seldom see. For he's had to roam far away from home, far away from you. But remember, lad, he's still your dad, though he's working far away. In the cold and heat, or the hours of the week, on England's motorway. When you fall and hurt yourself and get up feeling bad, it isn't any use to go a-running for your dad. For the only time since you were born that he's had to spend with you, he was out of a job and he hadn't a bob. He was signing on the brew. But remember, lad, he's still your dad, though he's working far away. In the cold and heat, for the hours of the week, on England's motorway. Sure, we'd like your daddy here, for sure it would be fine to have him working near at home and see him all the time. But beggars can't be choosers, and we'll have to bear our load. For we need the money your daddy earns of working on the road. But remember, lad, he's still your dad, though he's working far. In the cold and heat, 40 hours of the week, on England's motorway. But remember, lad, he's still your dad, though he's working far away. In the cold and heat, 40 hours.
That was The Irish Tradition, a trio featuring British fiddler Brendan Mulvihill and accordionist Billy McComiskey from New York, along with Andy Cohen on guitar. They recorded two fine records for Green Linnet, and from the first of these, 1978's Corner House, we enjoyed a song, England's Motorway, sung by Andy. Mick Maloney produced the record, and he joins in on mandolin, banjo, and backing vocals. Before that, we had a pair of jigs, Cordal and Sweet Biddy Dailies, from Dan Passamato on melodeon and his 2018 CD, The Last Pint. Last year, I was pleased to discover the duo of fiddler Adam Agee and guitarist John Sousa. The pair were based in Colorado, moved to Ireland for an extended stay, and are now back in Colorado, from where they put out a fine disc, Kilna Garrod. We'll enjoy the opening medley of The Maids of Holywell, Pat Toohey's Reel, and Money Musk. From there, we'll head across the pond for an exciting set from Scottish piper Ross Ainslie, right after Adam Agee and John Souza on The Kitchen Party Cayley.
Thank you.
Ross Ainslie there, the piper and composer from Perthshire in Scotland. He's played in some great bands like Salsa Celtica and the Treacherous Orchestra, but he's also issued some brilliant solo recordings. The most recent is Sanctuary, released in 2017, which features Ross's original music inspired by his travels all over the world. There's one burning set of reels, though, and that's what we heard, a medley of Teapot, Eli DeFloyd, and Great White. Before Ross, we had a set from fiddler Adam Agee and guitarist John Sousa, The Maids of Hollywell, Pat Tui's Reel, and Money Musk, from their 2018 CD, Kill Na Garrod, or Music of Friendship. You might imagine that being a radio host means I get sent a lot of CDs and MP3s, and you'd be right. I also buy a lot of music. You heard me talk about Compass Records and all the great roots music they put out. They also purchased the catalog of Green Linnet, the incredibly important label that released so many key Celtic albums between 1975 and 2006. Compass has done an amazing service in keeping most of the Green Linnet catalog in print, and during their Black Friday sale in November, I treated myself to a pile of music. Let's hear a bit of what I've got, shall we? We'll begin with the trio of Joe Burke from East Galway on button accordion, Michael Cooney from Tipperary on pipes and whistle, and Terry Corcoran on guitar and vocals. Let's hear some reels, The High Reel and Gohegans, from their 1986 CD, Happy to Meet, Sorry to Part. We'll follow that with a song from a fascinating album by Mick Maloney, right after Burke, Cooney, and Corcoran, on the Kitchen Party Cayley.
Feet are here on Broadway, this blessed harvest morn. But oh, the ache that's in my heart for the spot where I was born. My weary hands are blistered through work in cold and heat. But oh, to swing aside today through fields of Irish wheat. Had I the chance to journey back or own a king's abode, I'd sooner see the hawthorn tree by the old bog road. When I was young and innocent, my mind was ill at ease, dreaming of America and the gold beyond the seas. Oh, sorrow, take their money, though it's hard to find the same. But what's the world to any man if no one speaks his name? I've had my day and here I am, building bricks by load, along 3,000 miles away from the old bog road. My mother died last springtime, when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbors said her waking was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled high above her bed, and Ferns Church was crowded when the funeral mass was said. And here was I on Broadway, building bricks by load, when they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. Life's a weary puzzle, past finding out by man. I'll take each day for what it's worth and do the best I can. Since no one cares or rush for me, what need is there to mourn? I'll go my way and draw my pay and smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart must bear its grief, though bitter be the load. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road.
Mick Maloney there, one of the most important Irish-American musicians of the last 50 years. Born in Limerick, he moved to Pennsylvania in 1973, and since then he's compiled an incredible legacy of bands and albums as a musician, producer, and chronicler. He put out a fascinating record called If It Wasn't for the Irish and the Jews, focusing on music from the end of the vaudeville era to the beginning of the Depression, with each of the 14 tracks being a collaboration between Irish and Jewish composers and musicians. We heard The Old Bog Road. Before Mick, we had A Pair of Reels, The High Reel, and Gohegans from Joe Burke on accordion, Michael Cooney on Illan Pipes, and Terry Corcoran on guitar. This set appears on their 1986 album, Happy to Meet, Sorry to Part. We've been heavy on the pipes this evening, and we'll continue that on our next track, Another Look Back to the Past. One of the most important early records from Green Linnet was Seamus Ennis, the Irish piper and tune collector. In 1908, Seamus's father, James, bought a bag containing pieces of a 19th-century set of Illan pipes, reassembled them, and within a few years won a piping competition. Seamus began to learn from his father at the age of 13, and he went on to a long career as a musician and BBC presenter, and he collected and archived about 2,000 tunes. In 1977, Green Linnet issued a recording featuring Seamus called 40 Years of Piping, and from that, we'll check out the Donegal Reel. From there, we'll move four decades to the present for a medley from the McNeil sisters that will blow you away, right after Seamus Ennis on The Kitchen Party Cayley.
Thank you.
Nick Neal there, the collaboration featuring the five daughters of Cape Breton pianist Tracy Dares McNeal and her husband, Piper Paul McNeal. Along with Mama Tracy on piano, we heard Jessie Helen and Nora both on fiddle and Oriana on guitar, all still in their teens. That was a medley called Dave's Nimble Fingers, a set of tunes they learned from Dave McIsaac, including Father John McMillan of Barra, Donald John the Taylor, Mackenzie's Rant, The Craig of Barnes, Joe's Favorite, An Unknown Reel, and Willie Murray. We preceded the McNeils with a classic track from Seamus Ennis, the legendary piper and collector from Dublin. We heard the Donegal reel, which appeared on Seamus' 1977 LP, 40 Years of Piping. This originally came out on Green Linnet, and it's now available from the good folks at Compass Records. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is C-E-I-L-I-D-H, at gmail.com, by Twitter at @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and at KPC-radio.com. For our final track this week, we'll hear Beyond the River from Christopher Dean. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Baghdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Sunday at 10 p.m. Slán ogat. You've been listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee on WICR 88.7 FM. We hope that you'll join us again next Sunday at 10 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.